Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
But I grew up in Alabama. That's where I'm from. And thank you. All right. And my dad still lives there. My dad lives on a farm, and he used to have this field where he had this big ditch where he used to throw a lot of trash and old appliances and paint cans and stuff like that. He's a big environmentalist, and that ditch was just full of stuff. And one day this guy came along, and this guy wanted to dig around in that ditch. You know, my dad was like, "Nah, there ain't nothing worth digging around in out there." That guy was like, "Nah, man, I love digging around and stuff like that." So my dad was like, "All right, man, well, if you love it, you love it, you know? Go dig around down there." So the guy goes down there, starts digging around in that ditch. About a half hour later, my dad hears this big explosion. And he looks down there, and he can see that the ditch has blown up. It turns out what happened is the guy got way deep down in that ditch, and it got real dark, and he couldn't see. And he didn't have a flashlight, so he pulled out a lighter. And apparently there was a lot of gas and fumes in there. So when that guy struck that lighter, that ditch just blew up, you know, with that guy inside. I was like, "Dang, was that guy okay?" My dad was like, "Yeah, he was a little disoriented, but he was okay." And then that's all he ever really said about it, so I don't know. One time when I was a little kid, I was about this old. I was about 8 or so. I don't know how old that is. And me and my dad, we were cleaning out this swimming pool, right? And my dad had a pool vacuum. I had a little net. And we're trying to clean it up. And there's this big bullfrog in the pool. And we want to catch it and set it free. You know, we want to save that frog's life. So I jump in there, try to catch it. It's too fast. I try to scoop it up with a net. It keeps jumping out. And my dad had this idea. He thought the frog would be too big to get sucked up the pool vacuum. So he thought he could just catch it like this. Then that frog just kind of ride the suction on up to the top, you know? And then we'd take it off and set it free. That was the dream. But turns out that frog was not too big to get sucked up then. I don't know who saw that coming. Got sucked up right away. I remember seeing it come up the hose. It was stretching it out all along the way. Real cartoon-like, you know? Like a snake had eaten it. And then when the frog got to the top, it was all busted open, and it had died. That's not what we wanted to happen, but the frog did die that day. And my dad also had this VHS camcorder, right? He used to film everything. He filmed everything. I found a tape labeled Christmas and Court. I was like, "Dang, the holidays took a turn, huh?" You don't want to just start a new tape, I guess. Trying to keep it alphabetical. So I'm digging through these tapes. He had a bunch of tapes. I'm digging through them, and I find this one, and I start watching it, and I come across this video, and it's a video of me and my dad talking. I'm still a little kid, you know, and we're talking all about the frog day. And we get to the very end, and then my dad goes, "And then it just hopped away." And you could see my face change. Like knowing that my dad was lying, but also not knowing how to correct my dad. So I'm just like, mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, I think that guy died in that ditch that day.
Stream Dusty Slay, Working Man, only on Netflix.